And on the seventh day, when we were old enough, we were allowed in the church balcony for the service. Following Sunday school, we came well supplied. Paper, pencils, church bulletin, string, gum, and rubber bands. Out of our parents' sight, we'd jostle for the best seats, by the window, closest to the stairs, on the aisle. And once satisfied in sitting, we'd lean forward to count preachers, choir members, men, women, subdivided, newly married, still sitting together, singles, and the older married, separated, segregated by sex. Betting on the exact time we would say the last amen, we would invent new categories and count. Bald men and women with hats, windows, lights, and pews, ceiling tiles and holes in ceiling tiles, blondes, brunettes, redheads, men with glass eyes, all those sleeping with their mouths open. We counted with one ear open to the round German sounds being carried by the Bogen PA system, stopping loud enough to mimic the accents we played. Cat's cradle, several different kinds of tic-tac-toe, I spy with one eye out for the tale-telling ushers, newly married and smelling of soap, having discovered a sense of authority, our eyes darting from the bulletin, one in a series offered by D.W. Friesen and Sons, printer and publisher, with a picture on the front of the church, a pastoral scene, praying hands, and a passage of scripture. To the clock we would look to see who would win the bet on benediction.